What's going on, everybody? Welcome back to I Just Had a Terrible Thought, the only show on the internet.
The only fucking show.
I am Kyle.
And I'm Orion.
And we do a show, and we'll do one for you now.
Yay!
So, Orion.
Yes?
This was a very special week.
Tell me why, Kyle.
Because I had two extra days off.
Yeah, rub it in.
Fuck yeah. I had yesterday, which was Thursday, off. Turkey Day.
Mm-hmm.
And I had today off just because...
You rock.
My work is a grown-up work, and they just they give work. Days off.
Yeah. And I did not get it off because I've made poor life choices.
Honestly, though, you know, first of all, I don't think where you work there's any shame in it.
Yeah, yeah.
But honestly, I think I have made worse life decisions outside of that okay. particular sphere.
Okay.
So I think we're even or you're ahead of me.
Okay.
If life is a race.
Okay. I feel better. Thanks, Kyle.
Although the finish line is the grave, so I don't know why we're racing.
Yeah.
But anyway, so it was Thanksgiving week.
Yeah. Yeah.
I didn't really end up doing anything, and I wouldn't have felt bad about that. Except that my dad wrote me an email at the beginning of this week and said, "Hey, Kyle, it was weird. It was almost like more of a command than a request. He was like, we want you to come to Thanksgiving. Like, you're coming to Thanksgiving.
Oh, man.
And I didn't really want to.
Yeah.
Not because I have anything against my dad or my stepmom.
Yeah.
And it would be kind of cool to see him, but I didn't want to make that drive and just, I don't know. And probably see my sister, although I found out later she canceled on him.
Okay.
But he gave me like less than a week's notice, and I just, I had been planning to just kind of have a day to myself.
Yeah, just relax.
So I said I already had plans.
Oh, man.
And he said, "Oh, that's too bad. Your sister, she isn't going to make it either. Well, happy Thanksgiving." It was all an email, so there was no actual tone, but I know that's the tone.
Yeah, you know your dad well enough. Yeah.
Oh. So I felt bad.
Shit.
But then I had fun by myself playing video games, which was largely what I wanted to do. I played a lot of video games this week.
Cool. Yeah, don't let that guilt get to you. That's like what parents do these days. They try to reach out and make you feel guilty.
My dad's
but it's
pretty
because
good
they
about
love
that.
You.
Yeah. My dad's pretty good about not doing that. That was always more my mom's department.
Yeah.
Which, and to be fair, she hasn't really done that to me in quite a while, but also she hasn't lived in the country in quite a while. So, where was I? Oh, I played a lot of video games this week. Lots of Super Nintendo games.
Oof. God, I'm jealous.
I bought a USB game pad at Best Buy, kind of on a whim, because I just wanted to play Super Nintendo games. And I started and abandoned three separate RPGs.
Yeah.
Oh, man. Yeah. The one I got the farthest in is a game called Robotrek. Which you probably have never heard of.
Wasn't much of an RPG fan, sorry.
It did actually come out here, but I don't think it was like a big release. I don't think most people have played it. It's this game where you build robots and like use them to battle, and it's all cutesy and cartoony.
Okay.
And then another one that I did was playing was called Terranigma, which didn't come out here, but it did come out in Europe, so it was released in English, and that... I didn't get very far in, and I abandoned that one. And then I was playing Tales of Phantasia, which on the Super Nintendo did not come out in English. That was a fan translation.
Okay.
And I had fun with all three of them, but I guess I don't have the attention span for an RPG anymore.
Anymore, yeah.
Because I abandoned all three of them.
Yeah.
And then I went and I played some Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles Tournament Fighter.
There you go. Yeah. God, that brings back memories.
I forgot where I was going with this. Oh, well, okay, part of the reason I wanted to talk about the video games is because we are creative people.
I'd like to think so.
But I feel like we say that more than we show that to people.
That's true, yeah.
Shit. And part of the reason for that, I feel like we've sort of mentioned this before, or I have, for me, is that I go through phases and they don't last very long. Like phases of interests, creative interests. Like a couple weeks ago, it was sculpting. Mm-hmm. I went out and I bought some Sculpey, which is a polymer clay that you have to bake in the oven to harden.
Yeah.
And I was kind of fiddling around with sculpting things. then all of a sudden this week, I really, really want to make video games.
Mm.
And so I've been looking at tutorials on programming video games in Flash, and I've been making little sprites and things.
You've been here before, yeah.
Yes. It's like I don't think they're always in the same order, but it is like a big cycle. Like I have these certain things that I fall into. The sculpting, comics, that's a big one.
Yeah.
Model building is one of them that I get into sometimes. Music making.
Oh, yeah.
And I'll be on these kicks. Music making was one of them, like, before the sculpting.
Yeah.
Which I didn't do anything anybody would want to hear, but I can't focus. I can't do it. Like, I'll have...
Fucking kills me inside.
It's like a month at best. At best. And that is, like, really drawing it out, that I could focus on one particular discipline.
Yeah. It's always been that way. And it always kills me because it's safe to say that you are, I guess, better at certain things. Quite a bit better than me, like in most aspects.
No, I don't know about that. Well, I mean, certain things, sure.
Yeah.
But I don't know if I would.
So when you get on to certain projects, I get excited and then you're like, I'll ask about it later. And you're like, yeah, I didn't really. I just kind of burned out the whole idea, motivation. And I'm like, oh.
I think a lot of the things I'm into in creative terms, though, you're not even really into.
Like something.
You've never even really. Have you ever even tried to make a game?
No.
Have you ever really messed around with like pixel graphics?
No.
Like sprite art? Or have you ever like really gotten into sculpting or building models or.
No.
Yeah. Any of basically anything other than drawing and like photo manipulation?
I was really into making icons back in the day.
Okay.
And I used to make, I've made like 400 different cursors.
Okay. Well, that is, were you doing them kind of pixel by pixel?
Yeah.
Or?
Yeah.
Well, that's
animated cursors that look cool because I thought one day I could sell them.
I think I made one.
That's as close,
way back when I was a kid. That was like a cigarette
that
would like light and like kind of burn smoke. Down.
Oh, that's cool. I made one of a gun, me holding a gun. It was just an animated cursor, had a little arrow in the corner, but it was a drawing of my brother, and a hand drops down with a gun and blows his brains out because he was just getting under my skin way back in the day.
You want to hear a really nerdy but not actually very entertaining story?
Yes, I
from my childhood?
Yeah.
This took place back in the days of Windows 3.1, which most of you are probably too young to really remember. Windows 3.1 was a shitty, shitty operating system. It was very, very basic. Everything was kind of white, black, gray, or blue, pretty much. You still had a wallpaper, though, but for the most part, it was you could never see it because everything was in front of it.
All the windows are taking it up, the background.
So I figured out that you can change the wallpaper. I figured out that when you hit the print screen key, you can take a screen capture of the whole screen. Yeah. I figured out that you can paste that into MS Paint.
That was a very exciting moment for me.
And I print screened a few different times with different windows open and stuff. And I drew some things and I did some like copy and pastes of text and stuff in MS Paint. And I made this like really scary error message. And the wallpaper looked like it had all the windows in place and all the icons. And then there was a window over top of them that had this really scary error message that said, and a progress bar that was at like 23% or something.
Yeah.
And it said, I forget what it said, something stupid that a computer wouldn't say, like erasing hard drive or something. And I made this the desktop background, and then I like minimized everything so you could only see the desktop background.
Yeah, that's great.
And I called my dad over and I acted like, oh my God, Dad, I don't know what happened. I just came up to the computer and this is what was there. And he actually sort of got pissed for a minute.
That's great.
He was like, what did you push? Like, I didn't even know this was a thing that could happen.
Oh man.
So great. Yeah.
Oh fuck. How old were you, man? You had to be really young.
It's hard to say, that's incredible. Timelines in my head are so fucked
you
up,
had but to
it
be
was
young.
It was when that operating system was like the thing.
Yeah. That's incredible.
It was before 1995, I guess, cuz Windows 95 was the next Windows.
Good times, yeah. You figured all that out on your own? The print screen obviously I figured out, but the changing the desktop, the wallpaper, I had to be shown. I kind of feel bad.
Maybe
I figured it out. I guess.
It was so long ago now. Maybe I was shown. I don't know.
Yeah, that's
I
true.
Remember exploring a lot on computers back then.
That's crazy because I see a lot of YouTube videos of like how to do things that I don't know how to do.
Yeah.
And it's got like a 6-year-old kid going, "Hey guys, welcome.
Yeah.
I'm going to explain drinking a soda.
Drinking an apple juice.
Show you how to hack the iPhone." I'm like, "Jesus fucking Christ.
Oh, I just spit up on myself. I'm going to show you how to hack an iPhone."
"Hey guys, this is Brandon. Doing another. I'm sorry, I haven't done a video in a while.
It's crazy, man.
I'm going to show you how to jailbreak the iPhone 4.
Yeah. And yeah, if you leave a kid to explore his computer long enough, he'll figure shit out. It's crazy.
Yeah. Oh, man. So my latest kick is making games. I want to make games.
Yeah.
And
sounds cool.
Today, I made a system that uses arrays to store map data and then draw a map based on tiles.
Yeah.
Basically, it stores tile data in an array and then uses the array like to redraw the map. Like it knows in what position to put what kind of tile.
Okay.
I really just realized I can't explain what that means. But basically, I made a program that can draw maps based on like a text file.
Like where to put you program where the image little tiled images go.
Like initially, it's a grid of numbers. Like like if you picture the screen as being all tiles. Like I was using 16x16 tiles because that's pretty standard. If you picture it as being a grid of tiles, then the array is basically a grid of numbers, and each number stands for a particular type of tile.
I see.
So like the most basic it could be would be ones and zeros, and a zero would be a tile that is like a background, and a one would be like a platform.
That makes
something.
Sense. Yeah.
Yeah. So I made that, and then you can like just change a one to a zero, and all of a sudden that's background now. You
cool.
know. I made a thing.
I have one question.
I shouldn't have even bothered to try.
Are you going to try to like make your own shit solo? Because back in the day, you've gotten really far with like people over the internet. And then they just kind of abandon the whole project. And you're kind of like, well, fuck, I put all this work into it.
Have I ever talked about the time I was working on a Nintendo game?
Yeah. On here? Can't recall.
They were so nerdy. And I was just doing graphics. So I don't know how to, you know, program an NES game or anything, but I was working with a team. I think I hear my chair squeaking a lot or something. I was working with a team online. We were making a game called Mega Man Vengeance.
Yeah.
And it was a Mega Man game, but instead of playing as Mega Man, you play as Bass or Forte. Forte is his Japanese name. I'm a nerd.
Good to know. Noted.
And I did all the character graphics, the running animation, the shooting animation, climbing ladders and stuff. I did all the backgrounds. And it was kind of coming along. There was a music engine coded for it. The basic platforming engine and everything. Shooting. He could shoot in I think 8 directions, like up, down, left, right, or the diagonals. He could climb ladders and stuff. And there were these pump things that you could shoot. And when you destroyed them, the room would start filling with water.
Yeah.
And there was this wavy water effect. And I drew splashes. So when you jump out of, like when you cross the threshold at the top of the water, there would be a splash animation.
Very extensive.
A lot of this got coded. And I have somewhere, I think, a ROM of it. Although I don't know if I'm allowed to distribute it. So even if I found it, I don't know. But and that, I guess they lost the source code or something at some point, and so we could never go any further with it because they didn't want to start over.
Man, that's a bummer.
I could post graphics from that, though, I guess.
Yeah, why not?
Because I have some of the graphics. I've done that. You know, I've had a few little projects here and there.
Yeah.
And I know I mentioned this, I think. I made a game once. I started tons of games.
Yeah.
But I made one game on my own once. It was for some competition where you had to make the game could only be 4 colors. It was supposed to be kind of like a Game Boy game.
Okay.
And I believe I did mine at the resolution of a Game Boy screen too. And my game was called Slime Ball. And I don't have this game anymore. I wish I did. But it was like a little volleyball game. And your character was a little slime guy.
Cool.
And Yeah, you'd hit the ball with your head. It'd go over the net. There was a little CPU character, a computer character that would also a little slime that would run under the ball and try to hit it with his head. If he missed, you won.
Yeah, interesting. Yeah.
And if he hit it, you had to hit it back and yeah. back and forth.
What happened with that? Did you just give up?
No, I finished that one.
You did.
That's the one game I ever finished.
But you lost it.
Shit. It had its own. I made music for it and everything, and it sounded like the music sounded like NES music.
Yeah.
Yeah, I had the whole thing, but I don't have it anymore. And it used to be on the web, but I can't find it. I tried using like the Wayback Machine, yeah. you know, the Internet Archive. I can't find it.
Damn.
This is a nerd show.
Yeah, it is.
But I want to make an Itch Hat game.
Oh. Badass.
But I'm not saying that
okay,
I yeah. will. I am not saying that I will, but I want to.
Okay.
Cool. What I want to learn to do is make a brawler. Like a Final Fight or a Double Dragon, River yeah. City Ransom yeah, kind yeah, of game.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
But
that's cool.
Right now, all I know how to do is... Actually, I can make a really rudimentary platform game or like a top-down Zelda kind of thing.
Yeah.
But it sucks because it's just what I learned from a couple tutorials.
Yeah.
So I don't know.
That does sound cool. We could beat up all kinds of people. God, what kinds of characters could we throw in there? the Westboro Baptist.
I don't want to ruin it in case I ever actually do it, but yeah. I thought a great end boss would be God.
Yeah.
Like maybe
that's
we
fucking great.
Maybe we die towards the end of the game and everybody and you're like, what the fuck? They die. We go to heaven.
Yeah.
And God's like, hey guys. We're like, you're not real. And he's like, yes, I am. No, you're not. I'm so. And then we have to fight.
Yeah.
We have to beat God.
Before we get there, we're punching angels.
And then if we win, see, now there is no God.
That's fucking great.
Yeah, you'd have to fight angels on the way to God.
Who wouldn't play that? Yeah. That's great.
Yeah, I'd do that.
Good idea. I love it.
Yeah. So that probably won't ever happen.
Because
next week I'll be into crocheting or something. Something I've never tried. I'm into needlepoint now.
Oh, man.
So what's up with you?
A lot of work stories. I don't want to share them all, but
yeah.
It's been the holiday week and it's been busy. This one day when I was working Thanksgiving and this middle-aged couple I see every once in a while came up to me and we were talking for like an hour. And I'm like, man, these guys are so cool. This guy and girl, they're married and everything. And we were talking about, I don't know how it came up. We were talking about telling creditors off over the phone, you know, and getting your way and not being an asshole. I don't know how we got on the subject, but then they, towards the end, like the last 10 minutes of the conversation, they were saying, you know, we're nice people. We're Christians. So, you know, and I'm like, I so badly wanted to say, you know, that doesn't mean shit to me. Why would you say
it's
that?
It's funny to me when somebody equates being a Christian with being nice.
Yeah.
Like, I guess in theory.
Oh, it crushed me.
Maybe. Well, even in theory, like even in, it depends on your interpretation of the religion, but even in theory, like if you're a fundamentalist Christian, that doesn't mean you're nice.
Yeah, exactly. All the homeless people I'd bump into. Excuse me, sir. Are you a Christian? Well, no.
yeah.
Well,
give me money anyway.
I want to get drunk and...
Well, are you Jewish? Yeah. Hindu, work with me here.
But it kind of crushed me. Not necessarily because, oh, we are Christian, you know, like, oh, how could you be that? It was just, why would that matter? Like, what if I wasn't? Then it's like a slap in my face. We're nice people. We're Christian. What are you? Despite this past hour, I do believe you are no longer nice. I don't know.
Some people would think this makes me an asshole.
No.
But like if I meet somebody new, and I'm especially if it was like a girl that I'm kind of interested in.
Yeah.
Like I meet somebody new and she's awesome and we're hanging out and we're having the best time.
Yeah.
But I don't know her that well yet. And then I find out like she's like, you want to hang out this weekend? I'm like, sure. How about Sunday? And she's like, well, okay, but I can't hang out until like after 1 because I have church.
Yeah.
And I'm like, oh. I mean, like, that's, to me, that's like you just said, you know, okay, but I can't hang out till after one because I'm like eating babies all morning. Like, it might as well be the same thing to me.
Yeah.
It's just, oh, it's such a disappointment.
Damn. Yeah. It's, I feel bad for feeling bad, but yeah, it was like I lost respect.
Well, know? Just like with eating babies, it doesn't mean I can't be your friend. Just that I don't want to as bad.
Yeah. Let's see what else. This cracked me up. I don't know why. But I wanted to post this on Facebook, but I have a few black friends and I thought it might.
I like where this is going.
Black Friday. These deals be a steal.
Nice. And that would only really work with a picture though.
Yeah. But what's funny is a friend of mine who is black, I did send you a picture. I don't know if you got it like a week ago. The same friend, he says the stupidest shit.
Maybe.
But it was cracks me up.
In my email?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, yes,
did
yeah, I forgot, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, do you want me to...
We don't have to name him.
But, no, but your friend said...
What did he say?
Just out of nowhere, for no apparent reason, said, "Damn, a nigga got a shit in the dark."
That's right. I was dying. I don't know what does that mean?
The power was out?
I don't
Damn,
know.
Damn, a nigga got a shit in the dark.
But this week, what did he say? "Science class, nigga. Me and money got chemistry."
Nice.
What?
Oh, man.
He's just saying
stuff. I gotta quote this guy every week. It always cracks me up. And I used to work with this guy, so I don't see him at all anymore. We're just friends on Facebook. But if I want to run into him and be like, "Man, you make my week." What do you mean?
Oh, you know. Oh, damn.
Hey, did you end up going out for Black Friday?
No.
Because you said to me that you were thinking about it. Because the store you work at had a couple deals that you were
like CDRs flash drives for real cheap. But I'm like, oh, I wanted to go so bad the night before. And then I woke up and I'm like, fuck it.
Yeah.
Fuck it. I didn't care.
I don't know what we've talked about. Like with these like yearly things like this, like Black Friday and Thanksgiving and stuff. I can't remember because I know we've talked about these general things.
It's safe to say I think everybody's forgotten. So
yeah, fuck it, whatever.
Fuck it.
I went out for Black Friday once. I went to Circuit City.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
They had a deal where you get a free computer.
Hmm.
It was after rebate, after rebate.
That's a good deal.
And, but when I got there like an hour early.
What time
is this?
Not
early enough.
Every store opens at like 5 or 6 or 4.
I think they were opening at, let's say they were opening at 6 and I got there at 5.
Okay, okay.
And there was a huge line around the store when I got there.
Jesus.
So I got in line and they were passing out vouchers for like the stuff in the ad.
Oh.
So they were selling out of stuff before the store even opened.
That's bullshit.
So they were out of the free computer before I ever even got there.
Oh.
But they had basically the same deal, but it was $100.
Yeah.
They had vouchers for that.
Okay.
It was $100 after rebate. So I got a computer for $100. But it took... all fucking morning, and I ended up being I had to work that day, but I had like a few hours. I thought I'd be okay. I ended up being late for work.
Yeah. Not worth it. Yeah.
Not really.
Bullshit.
Like the cheap computer was cool, but in that particular case, I don't know how much the computer would have been if it wasn't. I forget how much it, because I had to pay for the whole thing. I forget how much it was.
Yeah. Like up front, yeah.
So maybe the value, the savings kind of made up for it.
For having one shitty morning.
But like
day,
if you were going to pick up some CDRs and a couple of flash drives or something.
Yeah. Not worth it.
What I've been saying to people is that to me, if you try to like kind of convert the value of your time into money, you know, it's like, and the investment in the whole thing, you know, the frustration and the I don't know, pain in the assness for lack of a better term.
You're speaking my language, I get it. Yeah.
You know, when you kind of compare that to the money you're saving, it's like I'll just come back on a regular day and get it. And it's the equivalent, you know, it's the same thing.
It balances out, yeah.
Yeah. So I did not this year.
Yeah. I was going to post on Facebook because I got up and I was like, oh, I'm not going anywhere. But everybody's like out. Everybody I know was out buying shit. And it really pissed me off. Like, yeah. I wanted to post like consume, and I wanted to post about people, like how silly it is, people running out and, you know, to buy all this useless shit they don't need. And I was just kind of out of it. But then I had this idea. I'm like, I don't know why this would only take place on Black Friday. I don't know. But I'm like, instead of going out buying shit I don't need, I could like take a trip to our ghetto, which we call like South Division.
Uh-huh.
And I charge $20 to just stand by a car while they break into it and just pretend they're getting my keys out. Like, you know, they're the tow guy. And just be like, oh, it's cool. It's my car. It's cool. He's just getting my keys out.
Okay.
When they're actually
so, like,
breaking into it.
If the cops come, you'll be like, no, it's my car.
No, if the cops came, I'd have to get the fuck out of it.
But passersby.
Yeah, passersby, people peeking out of the window. You know?
Okay.
Yeah, I could do that. And it, especially if I'm in a suit, you know?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
It'd probably work better if you had like some kind of, you know, work uniform, like mechanics overalls or something for them to wear.
Yeah, that's
so
true.
It's not just some thug.
big old leather hood.
Just over. Elbowing out the window.
It's cool. It's cool.
It's cool, baby.
I'm wearing a suit. I can pay for this.
So what is the point of this, though? This is to get...
It's just so me making money.
Are they stealing the cars of people who are out shopping?
No, just random cars.
Oh, so it has nothing to do with anything.
No.
You're just out assisting criminals.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
All right.
Totally unrelated.
I don't know how you got from the one thing to the other thing.
Bring this up.
No, it's fine. It's just I don't know how you got from one to the other.
Oh. Yeah, I don't know either. I had just woken up and it's weird. Right before I go to bed, I have these visions, you know, like ideas and shit. I go to bed, I wake up, don't remember them, but they're great and I know it. And one I remembered, this is stupid, but at the time it was like, this is great. God, how do I set this up? God, I hope you know this song. You know the song, This Is Why I'm Hot.
Yeah.
This is why I'm hot.
This
is why I wanted to play that over a series of videos I download from YouTube of people on fire.
Yeah. Nice.
Oh, man. Like people running. This is why I'm hot. You know.
There are some good ones of people who have like set themselves on fire as a protest.
And it was a great idea. I'm like smiling right before I go to sleep.
Yeah.
And then I wake up and I'm like, oh, that's fucking garbage. But I have those ideas all the time. And it's, you know, some part of me is like, why not put it out there? You'll get a couple hits, you know,
yeah,
just to get your ideas out. Maybe it'll lead to one great idea. Probably not, but yeah.
Yeah, I have tried to like convince myself before, you know, I should just make shit.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
Maybe it's bad, but I'm making shit.
Yes.
And
eventually,
some of it will be good shit.
Yeah.
And then I'll just, you know, get rid of all the bad shit and keep the good shit.
And eventually, maybe you might come up with a great idea and make something awesome.
Yeah. I can't make myself do it if I'm like halfway into it. It's not going the way I want. I just scrap it, you know?
Yeah.
That's
pretty much my week.
Oh, your talk about the inspirational moments, like right before bed or whatever, before you fall asleep.
Yeah.
I'm not going to talk about this much, I guess, but I've been having really vivid, upsetting dreams lately. Like not nightmares exactly.
Yeah.
But I remember two specifically. I don't remember the details, but I know I got in arguments with my parents.
Mm.
Like in one dream it was my dad and in the other dream it was my mom.
Jeez.
And I got in like shouting matches with them, which is pretty much never happened
that's kind of
in
bizarre.
Real life. And I was so fucking pissed at them.
Oh man.
I do remember kind of what happened in the one with my mom.
Yeah.
For some reason I was planning a trip to Japan. Again, I guess, because I've been once.
Yeah.
And I was really excited about it and everything. And like really shortly before I was supposed to leave, my mom, and in my dream, it made sense that she had the power to do this. Yeah. My mom decided I couldn't go.
Okay. Shit.
Because it was kind of weird because it was like I was an adult, but a kid at the same time.
Yeah.
You know, it was like I was an adult who can go fucking buy plane tickets and fly to another country by himself.
Yeah.
But my mom, like I lived with my mom in my old room and my mom was in charge. And anyway, she decided I couldn't go at the last minute. And I was so pissed. And I know it sounds kind of like, But I was so pissed off, and I'm yelling at her and screaming at her, and eventually she did this thing that's kind of like a thing she really does in real life, where she went, fine, you know what, fine, no, just Jesus. Go, fine. And I was, that made me even more pissed, because like at this point in the dream, it was too late.
Yeah. Oh, shit.
Motherfucker, I would. I would, but now I can't. And I remember that was like the last thing I screamed at her right before I woke up. Yeah. It was so weird. And they've been so intense and so vivid that I wake up and I'm pissed.
That sucks, man.
Ugly dreams. That sucks.
I would like that to stop.
Very negative. Yeah, that's when you have the vivid dreams and they're nice and maybe you're jumping really high and you have superpowers. Very cool. Yeah.
I think I had a dream kind of like that recently too, but I don't remember the specifics.
I keep having dreams or I dream about another dream I had, but it's like it's like a prequel, you know, it's setting up for that. And I'm like, I know what's going to happen. But then I wake up and I'm like thinking about it. I'm like, I never had that dream, did I? Maybe. It's pissing me off because I'm constantly like, ugh, thinking about it. Like, did I? And it doesn't even fucking matter. Did I have this dream? Who gives a shit? Oh,
fuck off. Balls.
I've been told before, not by anybody, not by any of our listeners, I don't think, but I've been told before that dream talk is fucking boring.
Okay. Well,
but no,
well,
but I'm going to keep going.
Fuck you, listeners.
I remember another dream I had recently. It was really weird. It was like I was on like a school, maybe like a high school campus or a college campus in some kind of auditorium sort of room. And they had set up like a flea market kind of thing. Okay. Like there were a lot of like little shelves and little booths and things where people were selling stuff. But there was nobody there, though. It was like it was like everybody was out to lunch and I was there. Like it was shut down for half an hour or something. And I just was wandering through it anyway. Or maybe it was towards the end of the day. I don't know. Because there were these big metal shelves on one wall that had signs on them that said, they actually said, steal me. And I remember in the dream, it made sense because I knew what they meant was like they were being cute saying, steal me. But what they meant was we weren't able to sell these. Nobody bought them. It's the end of the day. Yeah. Just take them so I don't have to transport them. But then there were these other like little shelves and stuff full of, and this is something I dream about kind of frequently, sort of. I dream about like alternate reality forms of physical media. And I will explain what I mean by that. There were these racks and racks of what were kind of like little cassette tapes.
Yeah.
They were about the size of like an audio cassette.
Yeah.
But they only had holes on one side, you know, like a VHS tape.
Yeah.
And they had like a little flip up part like a VHS tape has that covers the tape itself.
Yeah.
And the side that didn't have the holes on it, you know, the big flat side.
Yeah.
Instead of having like that window in the middle so you can see the tape and stuff, the whole side is covered with a sticker. Like that's the label.
Yeah.
And they were like a clear but colored plastic.
Yeah.
But then the little flippy uppy part, whatever you call that, the little flap was an opaque plastic. And the one I remember specifically looking at had a big like Ninja Turtle sticker as the label.
That sounds kind of cool. Yeah.
And the little cart was the little cartridge or cassette or whatever was see-through orange plastic with opaque orange plastic for the little flip-up thing.
Yeah.
But there were tons of these in all kinds of different colors with all kinds of different like characters and things on them. And I don't remember if they were audio or video or what, but there was, I have dreams like that a lot where like there's these weird cartridges or tapes or things like that. That aren't like reality.
Yeah.
They don't exist in reality.
Don't exist.
But they're close enough that you can understand what they are and how they would work.
Interesting. Yeah, that does sound cool. If I saw that, I'd be like, oh, this is badass.
I want to collect them all. I wanted all of them.
Yeah. Oh, man.
Yeah.
See, how is that not cool? Anyone that is bored by dream talk. Look, man, I like dream talk, Kyle.
I kind of do too, but...
Anytime someone tells me a dream, I'm never like, dude, fuck off. Yeah. Don't care.
Yeah.
I'm always interested.
Sometimes I am, but that's... Maybe it's because they're not any good at telling... Like, I don't feel I'm really good at telling stories, but I feel like there are people who are really, really bad at telling stories.
Yeah, that's for sure. Yeah.
And then I was at my house, and then I was at my mom's house, and then...
But then, wait, let me back up. Wait, where are you going?
No, maybe it was my aunt's house.
Yeah.
My cat was there. But it was a dog.
My grandma was a dog, not the cat.
Yeah. What? Anyway, I woke up really hungry. I don't know. I kind of feel like that's not that much different from the yeah. way I tell my dream stories. So I don't know.
Yeah.
well, I have, unless you have more you want to talk about the week.
Let me see here. Ooh. I did get this invitation. I do have a couple gay friends on Facebook. And they always send me. I got a few.
I know, but that's just the way that I did How get this else? Invitation. I do have a couple of gay friends.
Oh man.
What did you get invited to?
Man, they're always inviting me to this shit. And I
What did you
this,
get invited to where it is relevant that they were gay?
It's the day
Pride of, Parade?
The day of silence for bullied homos that committed suicide.
Oh, no.
Friday, April 15th, 2011.
Have we talked about the bullied homos who committed suicide? Oh, I guess we talked about, yeah, because we talked about that guy who was
fucking faggots, wear purple, fucking faggots, blah, blah. Wearing purple, like purple day and being silent. And in the event description, it said, I understand some of you might have to work that day, but try to keep the talking down to a minimal.
That's what the fuck, man. Is it complete? Like, is it just symbolic then? There's no actual goal. We're just going to not talk.
Exactly. And that's what bugs me. Like, what's the fucking point?
Yeah.
No disrespect, I guess, but you're being crazy, man.
You know what's extra stupid?
Crazy. Yeah.
You're being silent. So it can't even, it's not even about spreading awareness.
Yeah.
Because if somebody comes up to you and says, hey, why aren't you talking?
Yeah.
You can't tell them.
Isn't that fucking nuts? And I wanted to say that on this event, but these people, nothing I could say would make them understand. They're, you know, it's like trying to convert somebody that already is crazy.
Yeah, so, I don't really.
Not convert. That's the wrong word. Rationalize with.
Yeah, I don't really feel that bad for these poor gay kids who killed themselves. I mean, I feel bad for them.
Yeah.
You know, with the bullying and everything.
Mm. It sucks.
Right, exactly. I feel bad for them up to the point where they killed themselves. At that point, I think, that was just a dumb decision.
Yeah, yeah.
And I don't blame the bully for that. Like, that's just, you just gave up on life.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't know.
But I get these invites all the time, and I have, everybody I talk to, they're like, you too? Yeah, I just removed it. Because fuck, man.
Yeah.
They're all ridiculous. Yeah. Why? I want to sit down with one of my gay friends and go, look, this is not going to change anything. It's retarded. Why would you spread this? It makes you look stupid.
Yeah, you're better off just ignoring it.
Yeah, that's true.
I understand the urge, though, because there's a guy we know that that I was briefly friends with on Facebook until I saw him post something about some conspiracy theory. Maybe it was about 9/11. I don't remember.
Yeah.
And I posted about what a fucking nut job he is. And he argued with me like a couple times in his comments and then unfriended me because he was mad. But he was nuts. Like the things he was saying were, it's not just like he was like, maybe we should take a closer look at 9/11.
Yeah, yeah.
It was like, no, 9/11 was an inside job. And not only that, it was done by like the Freemasons. I'm making this up, you know, but, or the Illuminati, you know, it wasn't just, maybe we knew, or maybe it was a controlled demolition. It was like, you know, there is a huge fucking conspiracy and there are shady, you know, underground groups involved.
Yeah.
It was really absurd.
It went nowhere. Yeah. You know, so I get that.
And I couldn't not.
I know.
You know, that was my point it up. Is I understand the impulse.
Wolf. Blood to the vampire. Yeah,
yeah, you're better off not, but I couldn't. I couldn't not. I had
you
to say something.
Yeah, I hear you. But other than that, yeah, that's been my week. So.
Well, I had something. I lost my list last week.
Yeah.
And I had something I wanted to talk about, but I couldn't remember what it was.
Last week, yeah.
Yeah. But I found my list this week from last week and remembered what the thing was that wanted to talk about.
Cool.
Now, if you listen to a lot of podcasts, you might be familiar with the website Podcast Pickle. It is a place where you can find lots of podcasts. It's a podcast directory.
Yeah.
And it has a forum. And in their forum, I occasionally go in and I post links to our show. I sometimes post when a new show comes out, and I've posted links to our promos. Their forum is basically all podcasters. Like, nobody goes in there just looking around.
Yeah, it's unfortunate.
So there's not much point, so I don't do it that often.
Yeah.
But I posted our George Washington Carver promo.
Cool.
Which I'm going to play right now just because I want
to. It's been a while. Yeah.
Just because I like it.
Hey, man, this is George Washington Carver. That's right, my ass invented the peanut. When I'm not out back to 7-Eleven pissing myself and talking to a dog, I listen to I Just Had a Terrible Thought. And shit's hilarious. I even made my own radio out of some beer bottles, some peanut shells, and some old ticket stuffs I found outside a dog racing track when I was sleeping there last Thursday. Every time you listen to one of these episodes, a black helicopter comes down and gives me a bright, shiny new nickel. So listen to that shit, motherfucker. Peanuts is expensive to make, man.
I just had a terrible thought.com.
Yeah, so that's the promo.
Yeah.
I posted that on Podcast Pickle. And for the longest time, I posted that on August 18th. And then all of a sudden, 4 weeks ago, so this was in October? Or no, four weeks ago.
Like a month ago, October.
Yeah. Okay. So somebody finally commented on it. What I posted was, I said, hey, man, we just made a totally sexually attractive new promo for our show. It's gooder than good, y'all. Click here to enjoy the hell out of it. So if you click there, it plays the promo. And somebody named Lefty Conservative commented, and he said, I'll be sure to run this on the next regular edition of my radio show, which will be November 11th. My next radio show will actually be November 2nd. However, as you can imagine, that show will be anything but regular, as it will not have breaks. Whatever, dude, I don't know who you are.
What the fuck?
In the meantime, feel free to run mine. Details here, as and when you see fit. Cheers, smiley face. Now, this guy runs a podcast called The Left Wing Conservative.
Oh, sounds interesting.
Yeah, sounds like something I want to run on my show.
Ooh.
But I didn't check out his show yet because, because I had posted another promo in the Podcast Pickle forums, which had also gotten a reply.
Ooh.
And that was our rape promo.
Ooh.
I posted, rape is a fascinating thing, and then a link that says rape promo. I'm going to play that now, too.
All right.
Ryan, what is up with you and your rape complex?
See, guys have this member, and it's a powerful thing. The things you can do with this, like there's women and people, probably all guys, but rape them. Hey, man, can I have those pants? You ever go through a day and you don't feel like you've accomplished anything? No, you go home after a good rape.
You go home after a good rape.
To do. Laundry, groceries, rape. I got that rape ticked off my list. Took a lot longer than I thought, though. I'm not going to get to laundry.
I'd like to start a club, like a fight club.
All right, guys, commence rape.
But I'd call it rape club.
Rapists. Rape, rapists.
We would just rape everyone.
And Orion's rape fetish surfaces again.
I'm dead fucking serious. I want to hate fuck everyone.
We've talked a lot about rape.
Yeah, speaking of rape,
I don't have a problem. Rape them, and I just want to rape it. I'm pretty sure you just asked me to rape you.
Rape them.
Rape.
I just had a terrible thought.com.
Okay, so you just heard us making fun of rape, like making all kinds of jokes about rape.
Yeah.
Well, this, apparently he listened to the other promo first because somebody replied to this promo and said, am I missing something? So obviously they didn't find it funny. And then the Lefty Conservative responded and said, yes, rape is not fascinating. And then a frowny face.
I'm sorry.
And then I posted again. I responded to that. I said, if you seriously can't laugh at rape, then you don't deserve to laugh at anything. but then I went and I checked out his show. Because for one thing, I was curious if he still ended up playing the promo. Like maybe he, in his retarded brain, didn't realize they were for the same show.
Yeah.
So he went and played it anyway. Well, he hasn't done an episode since October.
What the fuck?
So he just lied to me.
What an
maybe
asshole.
He died. And so I should feel bad. But anyway, so I checked out his show.
Yeah.
And I haven't listened to much at all, but I want to play
a little
piece of it. Oh, we're off to a good start.
Okay, welcome to this edition of the Left Wing Conservative, episode number 10, for Thursday, October 7, 2010. This is, of course, the milestone show for us, and...
Okay, you remember last week when I was talking about the buzz?
Yeah, yeah.
The buzz that I was trying to get rid of sounds kind of like that, only not that bad.
That is pretty bad.
It sounds like he didn't even try to get rid of his buzz. We don't sound equivalent to this guy, do we? Because if we do, kill me now. Like if this guy heard our show or our promos, hears his own show and goes, it makes sense that they would play my promo.
Yeah.
If like,
and he could argue like, who gives a fuck about quality? But
yeah,
Jesus
it's about
Christ.
Quality of content, not quality of like audio production. Man,
you can't even get that right.
Yeah, shit, listen to this guy.
Meet just a second here.
And then this is like KJ Cisco too.
Because I got nothing but time.
What are you doing?
Let me finish.
What the fuck is he doing?
I picture like this guy being one of those weird freaks that doesn't have arms and learns to do everything with their toes. And he's like stabbing the keys on the keyboard with his big toes.
Wait a minute.
And that's why it's making like he's hunting and pecking, but with his big toes. And he's just. He's like, I don't know what he's typing, but he's.
What are you doing, man?
Jesus. What are you doing? Your show just started. If this was like
coming up on my show,
you could have cut that out.
Yeah, which is the first one since Congress got back in session and adjourned again.
Yeah. Tell me more.
They adjourned session.
Uh-huh.
Again.
Oh, there was a little buzz.
And, they got back in session and they adjourned for the action.
Come on, man. Come on. You thought I was going to play your promo? And you know what's even worse is I had to try really hard to track his show down because he has links and they don't lead to his show.
Really?
And I went like he's part of some network or something and you can't find his show without like going through like one of the links is broken and you have to go all over like some big circular thing I had to do to find his show, which is retarded because I ended up finding it. It's hosted on Mevio. Okay. Which I don't know if you know what that is, but it's basically a podcast network that will host podcasts for you.
Okay.
And it would have been real easy for him to just link to his Mevio page, but instead he's linked to all these other things that don't lead you to his page.
Because it's so hard.
I eventually found it.
And paste.
And it was worth it, though. Ooh, I mean, come on.
Yeah,
listen
that was
to I don't know if I should. I probably shouldn't play anymore, but we are only.
Yeah.
A minute and 40 seconds into his show.
Come on.
That's what I was
that is so bad.
When I was like, this is the beginning of
who
it.
The
like,
fuck would listen to
if
that.
If you were half an hour in and all of a sudden you know, something happens and you're like, I got to type something or whatever. Okay. But this is the beginning of the episode. And, you know, the like half of that section of content was basically silence.
Yeah. Well, the only quality of content he had going was something was happening.
That felt like half an hour of him trying to tell me that Congress had adjourned or something.
he would stop in the middle of the word. Wait a minute.
They were
Jesus Christ.
Back in session. Well, in session. But then they...
Fucking
This is the first time...
What a waste of fucking space.
Yeah.
And what a piece of shit.
I don't think I ever did find his promo. I don't know what his promo sounded like, but it couldn't have sounded much better, could it?
No way.
I can't imagine, like, what his, like, hey, could you play my promo? I'll play yours. Mine's like, yo, man, what up? This is George Washington Carver. And his promo is like, yeah, just keep doing that.
If you enjoy, well, if you Congress.
Okay. Yeah, that would be it, though. That's where it would end.
Oh, man.
That's his show.
Oh,
check
please.
Out congress.com. What an asshole.
That made my week, man.
Rape is not... I wonder if I made him quit podcasting.
Yeah.
Just because I insinuated that rape, you know, was a laughing matter.
Yeah. Jesus.
So that is one of the things I wanted to talk about last week, but completely forgot
totally
about.
Totally forgot.
Yeah.
I'm glad you found your notepad, because that made my week.
Yeah.
Good shit.
Another thing, I got an email this week from a gentleman named Scott. I will not give away his last name because I'm sure you would all hunt him down and kill him. he titled his email Mike's Friend, Mike being the guy who was on the show for the Halloween episode or whatever.
Okay.
My roommate. He says, I titled it Mike's Friend, otherwise I don't think you'd open it, coming from my 8th grade email name. And I checked out what his 8th grade email name is, and I'm not going to give it out or anything, but it's a Hotmail account. That's the only thing I can think of that would make me go, I'm not opening this one.
Okay.
Anyway, he says, it's Scott, the kid that came over in the summer and played Call of Duty to the early hours of the morning.
Okay.
The kid that is stealing your roommate for next year. Mike turned me on to your podcast a little while ago, and I find it very entertaining. I used to subscribe to the Free Beer and Hot Wings show, which is a morning radio show that also puts their show out as a podcast. We've mentioned them before.
Yeah, yeah. It's the radio show here in GR.
Yeah, it's a local local radio show, but it's also syndicated around like the East Coast and stuff.
Yeah.
I used to subscribe to the Free Beer and Hot Wings show, but you have to pay and isn't that funny due to restrictions public radio has on language and subject matter. Now I only have I Just Had a Terrible Thought as my podcast.
Aww.
I know. Aww. I kind of feel bad that I don't pay for this, and I'm a poor college student, so I can't afford a whole lot of donations. So I offer something else in return. No, not sexual favors.
Oh, man.
He's a comedian. My friend is part of a growing music blog that gets substantial amount of views every day. Toofresh.com. TWOPHRESH.com. Yes, gay name, but they are thinking about changing it. You know what? I hadn't actually gone to TooFresh.com really? Until just now. I read the email, but I haven't gone to it, so I just clicked on it. We'll see what's up there. I was wondering if you would like, I could get a post on there that might gain some fans/listeners. It would be cool if/when you finish your rap, which... Either he's not caught up or he wasn't paying much attention, because I think I basically said, not gonna do it.
Yeah.
If it could accompany the post, since it is a music, mainly hip hop site. So he's saying it'd be cool if when we finish it, we could post the rap on their site. If you want to write your own description for the post, that's cool too, but if not, me or my friend could write one. Hit me back if you're interested. Keep up the good work on your faggy life changes. Scott. That's actually... I can take that.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, that's not like, man, way to go, bro. You're like winning the Special Olympics. Yeah. You know?
Good job, Kyle. Good job.
I think I can.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. So toofresh.com. Wiz Khalifa, star of the show. And there's a picture of a black gentleman I don't know with a big metal Khalifa. P around his neck. Wiz in the studio, boy. I love hearing that new Taylor Gang music. Wiz, sort of take a step back away from the weed in the joint. This is like reading
Daily Pip.
Daily Pip. Dude is really trying to expand his craft in other areas than the roll game. Sorry. I don't know what either one of those means.
Yeah.
It's kind of cool to the evolution of an artist. Is that a sentence? It's kind of cool to the evolution of an artist. Wiz's only real knock against him is all he does is rap about weed. So dude is trying to better himself and expand his skills. You can tell that he's really trying to grow on the song. Tell what do you think? Well, what do you think, Taylors? Check it out, y'all. TGOD. And then there's a link to a song. So yeah, this is a hip hop blog. I appreciate the suggestion, you know, the offer.
Oh yeah.
I don't think it's a good fit.
It doesn't work.
It doesn't sound like a good. I can't imagine, you know,
fans of the, yeah, that are going to
Wiz Khalifa fans visit the blog to find out about somebody rapping about weed.
Yeah.
And then the next blog entry is couple of white dudes one of us sort of knows through a friend of a friend made a rap. And they host a podcast, I guess?
A pod what?
A pod what? Motherfucker, I just want to smoke some weed and get down to some fat beats. Yeah, I don't know. Doesn't sound like it would really work out. Plus,
fit.
Like I said, I'm not going to finish the rap. So then, like, the one kind of flimsy connection we have to the subject matter doesn't even really exist.
Yeah.
So thanks.
Yeah.
I mean, thanks for listening.
Thanks for listening. But,
yeah, I appreciate it. I didn't email him back, so I hope he's still listening because I probably won't email him back.
Yeah.
But I did open it.
Yeah.
Even though you used your 8th grade email name. We also got some voicemails this week.
Yay.
This week marks the triumphant return of our good buddy Austin.
Yes.
Let's see what he has to say.
Can't wait.
Hey, guys. That's for the turn signal. I usually don't use it because if I'm turning, I'm normally in a fucking turn lane, you know, where you turn. So if someone's surprised that I'm turning in the fucking turn lane, maybe they should run into a post trying to swerve away from me. But I'm not going to turn when someone's going to run into me. Second, I have fucking brake lights. If I'm in the left lane or the right lane and I'm slowing down and you need a fucking blinking light to go, oh, he's turning, then you're stupid as fuck. You probably shouldn't be out there having kids, drinking and driving, whatever it is you're doing currently, because you're a moron who probably put a can of spray paint in the fucking oven because you're smart. What a winner. I'm using my fucking brakes. You should go, oh, he's slowing down, because I'm fucking slowing down. So if I turn, you shouldn't be like, oh, that son of a bitch, I almost ran into him because I didn't see a blinker. So, Kyle, stop being a faggot. That is the dumbest thing. Turn signals are fine when cops are around. They're fine, period. But don't attack a Ryan. You're like, oh, what do you mean? Now you're just being a gay. You sounded so fucking stupid, and I know you're going to ridicule me. And that's fine. That's how the show goes. We talk about things. We get ridiculed. But seriously, I mean, like, of all the things to be so, like, uppity about, a fucking turn signal, especially because he brings up the point that you use your turn signal and then immediately turn, like, why the fuck use it at all? I love you, Kyle. And if I was a gay, I would crawl under a rock and I'd have my babies all over your face. And that's sperm, because we can't make babies unless you have a uterus. I don't think you have one. Okay, bye.
You don't know me. You don't know if I have a uterus. Man, so Austin's got your back. With that attack I launched on you last week about how you hate turn signals. Remember when I was like, Orion, what the fuck? You hate turn signals? Go.
I do remember that.
Yeah.
but goddamn, Austin has the same mentality as my dad. I'm in the fucking turn lane. You should know what I'm thinking, what I'm going to do.
You're supposed to turn the blinker on before you get in the turn lane. Like, to get in the turn lane.
That's so fucking stupid. I get it. You're in the turn lane. The only person that really kind of gets where you're going, because generally people, you don't know where they're going because they're fucking idiots. You don't know what they're doing.
Yeah.
So it kind of helps. Even if the blinker's on, signaling right, I still don't know where the fuck they're going.
Right, right.
So, yeah, it kind of helps.
I just, the
it's common courtesy.
The goofy thing to me about this voicemail is that And I didn't feel attacked. But if anyone was attacking anyone, it was the opposite. It was the other way around. It was you attacking me, saying, ha-ha, you use your turn signal. I didn't attack Orion.
Yeah.
I didn't say, fuck you, man. I heard you don't always use your turn signal. Let's talk about that shit, bitch.
Yeah.
I didn't even bring it up.
Technically,
it wasn't me
attacking you.
I didn't attack anybody. I was defending myself, if anything.
Yeah, I was the one that brought it up. Yeah, but
do you think I attacked you?
Not at all.
Because I didn't. And I mean, like I said, I was defending myself, if anything. And it's not really that big a deal. But you're not making any real points. Like you are basically still saying I shouldn't use my turn signal because you don't think it's cool. Okay? It's still the rules. I mean, you know, yeah. It's like saying, you know, you see a guy on a motorcycle wearing a motorcycle helmet. Faggot. Because it's the law, but yeah. Faggot. Who cares? I don't know. It's just weird.
Yeah.
Like, I think you should break the law more often because it's cooler.
What do you stand for? When you don't turn the blinker on, do you feel like...
Well, exactly, because for me to not do it would require me to alter my behavior. Like, it's not like I think to my... It's not like I go, all right, I'm pulling in the parking lot. I got to fucking remember. Turn my blinker on.
Yeah.
I'm going to pull into a parking space. Turn your fucking blinker on. You know, I'm not thinking about it. I'm turning and it automatically happens.
That was a good point,
actively make a change and say, I'm not going to do this anymore. I don't want to be the laughing stock of Austin and Orion. So I'm not going to do this anymore. It's so silly.
Yeah. And the whole... Yeah, if you take a step back, just not using your blinker is just silly. Because, what can it hurt? But, you know, just be safe.
It doesn't really bother me that you don't do it. It's just weird to me that it's a thing to make fun of me for doing.
Basically, the only thing I saw as funny was if it's really late and...
I got what you were saying.
But then you came back with a very good point. It's all instinctual. You just, out of habit, you just turn it on.
What you were saying. Essentially, it's not helping anything because nobody's around.
I love that we're arguing about this.
I'm not arguing, but...
Yeah, I shouldn't say that. We're even debating this. This is fucking Austin. And the whole...
So did it make you feel good to find out that Austin's on your side?
No, not at all.
It's like, that like...
I have brake lights.
Well, yeah, but that's you lose the argument. Austin agrees with you. Oh, shit. All right, let me reevaluate my position.
Yeah, if a guy's in front of me and he's got his brake lights on, he's slowing down, and then he turns, in between the time that he's braking and that he turns, I'm thinking, what is he doing? Where's he going? What's he doing?
Mm.
And if he doesn't signal to turn, I kind of consider that guy an asshole.
Yeah, if he's not signaling to turn, he just looks like he's a weird dick who's braking for no reason.
I don't give a fuck.
Yeah.
Just not giving a fuck kind of makes you a dick on the road.
And I've seen that too. I've seen people just brake for no fucking reason.
And I'm trying to think of anyone I could bring that up to and they would agree with Austin. Like, no, that's cool. It's not an asshole thing to do. Yeah. I can't think of anyone. No.
Blinkers are cool. Turn signals are cool when cops are around. I get it. You don't want to get a ticket. But the rest of the time, rebel without a fucking cause, bitch.
The images that went through my head. Like, you should always know where the police are, damn it.
Yeah. Yeah, that's another thing. Just because I don't think there's anyone around doesn't necessarily mean there isn't anyone around. I might have missed somebody.
That's a good safety practice, yeah.
You know.
You were... Last week, you were basically in the right, so...
That's right. I won.
I couldn't...
I win forever.
In that stupid fucking debate, Kyle was... He was right, yeah, in the debate, so...
So there, Austin. Ugh. All right, well, he sent in another one.
Oh, shit.
Okay, me again. I figured I'd call back with a less irritated call. That way, I don't seem as crazy as I might be. So... This is a stupid question because what else would come from me? Would you rather be a ham sandwicher or would you rather be a pastrami on tortilla air? If you can't figure that out, that means if there's a millionaire, we have millions of heirs or dollars. You have millions or lots of, I don't know, my English is not good, lots of ham sandwiches or lots of pastrami on tortillas. And I would be a pepperoni heir. Because fuck pastrami and fuck ham, I want pepperoni later.
All right.
I don't know how to respond to this.
I feel like I should have played that one first, so new listeners knew what they were getting into with the last one.
Oh, man, Austin. God damn it.
Yeah. That guy has your back.
I want to grab him and shake him.
Yeah.
What the fuck, man?
So would you rather...
Get it together.
I think he's done this before where he gives you a premise,
yeah,
and then he throws it out the window at the end. He's like, would you rather be a ham sandwich heir, which yeah, means having lots of ham sandwiches, or a, what was it, pastrami on rye or
yep,
whatever?
Yeah, yeah,
a pastrami like on rye heir. I would be a pepperoni heir. Okay.
But
I mean, the question's dumb to begin with, but you took the question and then just tossed the options out the window. I would be a macaroni and cheese heir.
Yeah, Jesus.
A pizza heir. Just in a whole pizza heir.
I like how he brings up in quite a few frequent email voicemails. He's like, I know it's stupid because it's me, you know. Like it's just, that's depressing.
Well, I mean, there is something to be said for self-awareness.
Like, it's our fault that he's retarded in right, our eyes. I mean, you're not retarded in our eyes. He's just special.
He does wear a helmet in the image in my head. Like a padded helmet. Like,
yeah.
But you did that to yourself, man.
Yeah.
Come on. But I do appreciate the voice, man.
Yeah. I don't have anything more to say about ham sandwich airs. Oh, we did get one more right, voicemail, not from Austin.
What's up? It's Harry Jack Fane. Listen, it's Thanksgiving when I'm calling you, but it's in the future when you're recording the next episode. That's called time travel. I'm wondering what you guys think of Kwanzaa, and maybe if Orion could give us a slight explanation of Kwanzaa. I'm drinking Johnny Walker Black, and eating, what am I eating? Barbecue pulled chicken sandwiches for Thanksgiving, just like the pilgrims. So yeah, I know you guys are big Kwanzaa enthusiasts, so if you could talk about that for an episode or so, I would appreciate it. Peace.
For an episode or so. Let's talk about Kwanzaa.
Oh, man.
Orion, what is Kwanzaa?
I can barely make that out. But Kwanzaa, I'll tell you this. Black stole Kwanzaa from the white man.
Really?
Yeah. Oh, shit.
I actually looked up Kwanzaa once upon a time, and yeah, I don't remember anything except that it features a really ugly wooden menorah-looking thing.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see. Wikipedia says, I didn't tell Orion about this ahead of time, so he didn't have any, it's not like an Orion explains it all thing. You know, he didn't have a chance to look it up or whatever. Yeah. Kwanzaa is a week-long celebration held in the United States honoring universal African heritage and culture, which right off the bat sounds like bullshit to me. Africa is a continent. It is a huge fucking landmass. There is no such thing as universal African heritage. But anyway, honoring universal African heritage and culture, marked by participants lighting a kinara candle holder, a menorah, kinara. Come on. You're not even trying, black
Jesus,
people.
Yeah.
It is observed from December 26th to January 1st every year. Kwanzaa consists of 7 days of celebration. The Jews get eight.
Ooh.
Featuring activities such as candle lighting and libations. Featuring activities such as lighting candles and drinking. That's what Kwanzaa is.
Yeah.
Kwanzaa is let's light candles because the power went out. Because we can't pay our bills. And let's drink 40s. And culminating in a feast and gift giving. It was created by Ron Karenga and was first celebrated from December 26th, 1966 to January 1st, 1967.
All right.
Yeah, there's, I mean, obviously there's more to this Wikipedia article, but that is what Kwanzaa is.
Yeah.
It's bullshit. Basically, it stems from black people in America not knowing shit about their ancestors and saying, you know, I need to have heritage to reclaim, but I don't know what it is, and I don't know how to find out. So this guy says Kwanzaa, and I say yes, me too.
Yeah.
That's basically it. And that's not really making, I mean, I am making fun of black people who want to pretend to be African, but I don't like, it's not a black people specific thing. Everybody does this and I don't get it.
Yeah.
Everybody wants to reconnect with their ancestors or whatever. And I don't fucking get it.
Yeah.
I've heard people say, if we don't know our past, and they don't mean their past, they mean their family's past. Yeah. If we don't know our past, how do we know who we are? Dude.
Yeah.
I know who I am because I'm right here. Like, I can ask myself who I am. I don't need to know who my great-great-grandpa was.
Yeah.
He was probably a dick. Who cares? Like, because he was a dick, now I have to be a dick? Yeah. Is that how that works?
Ugh. Which Earth sphere heritage are you from?
Yeah.
What?
Like, my people, you know, they used to wear kilts. So that's really important to me, kilts.
The generalization of Africa always cracks me up. Because not all Africans are, for one, black.
Right.
So,
right.
Whoa, where's your credibility there? You just look stupid.
Not all blacks are Africans.
Yeah. And two, holy shit, there's a huge difference between like north of the continent and south.
Right.
Jesus Christ.
Have you ever, it's always really funny to me when this happens. I've heard people refer to blacks.
Yeah.
That are not American, don't live in America, as African American, because they're so used to the term, PC term. Like, they'll meet a British black person and they'll call him an African American or an Australian black person.
You know that comes up in the news, yeah. African American. What?
No. No. Yeah. But yeah, there are tons of different, well, I don't know how many. I don't know if it's tons, but there are plenty of different kinds of cultures in Africa. You can't just be like, let's celebrate Africa. I don't know. It's weird.
Yeah.
It's like saying, let's celebrate North America.
Yeah.
And how would you do that? You know, like a taco with a hot dog in it and like bury it in snow for a day. I don't know.
With
what
a cowboy hat on.
Yeah. With a, I don't, I'm completely getting flustered. But Kwanzaa, Kwanzaa's dumb, basically, is what Kwanzaa is. But so are most, if not all, holidays. So I guess, you know, you want to celebrate Kwanzaa, go ahead.
Yeah.
The only thing is, people who celebrate Kwanzaa are probably not much fun. Because they're into that, you know?
Yeah.
Like, there's a certain mindset that goes along with that kind of shit.
Yeah, yeah. Mm.
Well, I think this is as good a place as any to wrap the show up. I feel like it's been a pretty good one, and I don't want to ruin it. And I'm out of good material.
Okay.
So I don't want to.
Fair enough.
I don't want to go to my backup shit and ruin the whole thing.
Sounds good.
All right. Next week, if all goes according to plan, I still need to find out for certain, but I think we might have a special guest.
Yes. It's going to be epic.
Dave, the guy you've heard in some of our promos and things, you've heard him call into the voicemail line. You've seen him in the forums.
Yes.
As Duve.
Duve.
He will be here, I think. It was his idea, so I hope he doesn't back out on me.
Yeah. Hopefully it'll happen.
Yeah. And Gary, I sent him an email, so he, in theory, will be on here at some point, but I am waiting for him to get back to me as to when he would like to come on.
So stay tuned.
And I guess then this is the end.
That
so you can email me at kyle@ijusthadaterriblethought.com.
Or you can email me at orion@ijusthadaterriblethought.com.
Or you can leave us a voicemail at 616-328-5581.
That's 616-328-5581.
And of course, you can check us out in the forums. I just had a terrible thought.com/forum. And there's the Facebook and the Twitter. facebook.com/itchhat and twitter.com/itchhat. This week, because of my weird work schedule, I kind of forgot today was podcast day. Like, I knew.
You would.
I knew, but it wasn't my regular routine, yeah, so yeah. I didn't think to go on the Twitter and say, hey, we're recording tonight. So, yeah. Sorry, I forgot to do that this week, but I usually do on Fridays say, hey, we're recording tonight. Anybody got anything you want us to talk about or any questions or anything? So if you're following us on the Twitter, you'll see that, and you'll see when the episodes come out. And occasionally I post ridiculous things like pictures of RoboCop in a rowboat. And that's it. Oh, actually, you can donate.
Donate.
It is still Orion's birthday month.
I didn't forget. Shit.
Yeah.
No, not at all.
Still Orion's birthday month. So
give me all your monies.
Come on, man. He only gets birthed once a year.
Yeah, there's still placenta on my face. It's epic.
They actually do that in his family. It's a it's a religious thing. He has to climb back in and get squirted back out every year.
Yep.
Every November.
It's brutal.
Yep. Just covered in giblets.
Because my mom's so tight.
Oh, Jesus. Anyways, let's end this shit.
Did you just gross yourself out?
Yes, I did.
All right. Yeah, let's get out of here. I just had a terrible thought all up in your grill.
Thanks for listening, guys. We'll check you next week.
What?